Good morning. We're continuing Chayavim Klal Samach Aleph, and we're learning Siman Vav. So now, so with regards to the bracha of Brei Pri Adama and Brei Pri Ha'etz, we had multiple conditions over there, or at least in Machlokes Rishonim what the conditions are. That's clear that it has to be Niskayim Mishana Lashana, as opposed to something which is the Brei Pri Adama, which grows out of the ground. So, in order to say Brei Pri Ha'etz, we have to say that there's something which is there distinct from the ground which this fruit is growing from. So it means it's a tree which lasts from year to year. Now, what does it mean it lasts from year to year? Does it have to be that there's a trunk which remains, or it's enough that the roots remain, etc.? That's what Machlokes Rishonim. And we're knowing that you have to, that the trunk has to remain. If the trunk doesn't remain, we make a Brei Pri Adama. So over there, the fight is between Brei Pri Adama and Brei Pri Ha'etz. Here, the question we hear, is it an Esev or is it an Eitz? So do we say that the definition of Eitz over here is the same as the definition of Brei Pri Ha'etz over there or not? So some Rishonim say that the main thing is the difference is whether it's, it looks like a grass or looks like something which is hard like Eitz. So the fact that it's not Niskayim Mishana Lashana is irrelevant. The fact that it grows, that it has to grow from a trunk, is, all those points are irrelevant. It grows anew each year. But if it grows something which is hard, the bracha is Eitz, because it's hard like Eitz. It's not like a grass. The Maish of the Mishaburah comes out that you need all the considerations to make something Eitz, like you find in Brei Pri Ha'etz. We have the same rules over here as well. Now, in a case where it grows, it doesn't meet the conditions of Eitz. But on the other hand, it's hard. So what bracha should you make? So according to Mishnah Berurah, the way he's saying it, so the bracha is going to be, if it's not going to be Atzei Besamim, so then it's Isrei Besamim. However, according to these other poskim, the bracha is Atzei Besamim. If you say Isrei Besamim and Atzei Besamim, you're not Yotze. So the best solution is to say Minei Besamim, which you're always Yotze with. So it comes out, if you're dealing with it's something which grows in a way which would be have a dinner for Eitz, in regards to the bracha of Brei Pri Ha'etz, it's a tree and all of the factors of a tree. So then the bracha over here is going to be Berei Atzei Besamim. If it's something which doesn't meet any criteria and it's not hard, the bracha is Atzei Besamim. Something which it grows without the criteria of Eitz that you normally consider, but it's hard, the bracha is Berei Minei Besamim. One last point. So we found before by the Lach of Brei Pri Ha'etz that there's things which grow on a tree, since they're not the primary fruit, but not the primary part of the tree, so therefore the bracha is Brei Pri Adama. So that is not relevant over here. Since it's growing on a tree and it meets all the criteria of a tree, the correct bracha is Berei Atzei Besamim. So the Chayalim says... So he brings the difference between whether something is an Eitz or a Yorek, it has to be hard or not. The other way around would also mean the following. If you have something which lasts from year to year, etc., but it grows in a way where it's soft, arguably the bracha is going to be not Atzei Besamim, but Isrei Besamim. But Dafka Shemotzi Olin Min Ha'etz, Mumiskayim Mishana Lashana. See, the Chai Adam does add in, it has to last Mishana Lashana. But... he doesn't make the condition that you have to have the trunk remaining. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that and says you also have to have the condition that the trunk remains from year to year. Something, however, which grows in such a way that the item is always soft, so that's Esev, that's an Esev. So whether it lasts from year to year or not, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, it's considered an Esev, and the bracha is going to be So lavender grows on a tree which lasts from year to year. It's a bush which grows from year to year. It's not a pre. So it doesn't go into the question of Asher Nasan Re'ah Tavei Peres. It's fairly hard. It's not like an asav. It's not like a grass. Therefore, the bracha is atzei b'samim. Okay. It's important. Just to want to clarify, repeat that one point. If a person says atzei b'samim instead of yotzei b'samim, or vice versa, he's not yotzei. So therefore, the correct anytime a person has any sofik, the person should say the bracha b'rei midei b'samim, and then he will definitely be yotzei, and he can avoid all questions. And then we'll talk about the minhag in regards to Havdalah. And the next year, I mean, we'll have a good day.